It's Wednesday, and it's time for Current State's Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make the Lansing area community a better place. Today, during this festive holiday season, we feature the R.J. Scheffel Memorial Toy Project. The group handcrafts thousands of wooden toys each year for local kids. And here in the Current State studio to tell us more about the toy project, Operations Manager Larry Koster. Welcome, Larry.
Thank you.
Tell us about the R.J. Scheffel Toy Project. Who is R.J. Scheffel?
R.J. Scheffel was a retired grocer here in Lansing, and he built toys in his home, in his basement, back in prior to the 70s, because he died at in the somewhere in 1970s. I'm not sure the exact year, and he was 90 years old at that time.
And he had done this for many, many years?
Yeah, I have no idea how many.
Yeah.
I can't tell you that. That's way before my time.
Well, obviously, he created quite an organization that's managed to 40-some years, and the thing is still alive after Mr. Scheffel passed away. What do you tell us about what you folks do exactly?
Well, we're a group of seniors. We're all probably 60 and above. We have a couple that are in their mid-80s. A couple of years ago, we had one gentleman that was 100 years old, but he passed away a year ago, I think it was. We have a very diverse group of backgrounds. We have like four different kinds of engineers, civil engineers, chassis engineer. We even have a couple that we call mind engineers. They're psychologists. One is from the MSU. Another one was up at Baker College in Owosso and Flint.
But they're all woodworkers, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
How does this toy making process work? Well, who designs what you make?
Well, there's a few things that even Scheffel had, but each year somebody comes up with a different toy, a different different design, and we incorporate that into what we make. We make about 45 different toys.
And how often do you guys get together? I mean,
okay,
you work individually. How many people do you have making toys right now?
We have probably close to 30 volunteers, but some are Monday people, some are Wednesday people, and some are Friday people. We work 8 to 11:30 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Is Christmas the focal point of your season, or are you at this all year round?
Not necessarily. The Salvation Army probably is the only one that is directly involved with Christmas toys. We make things for three departments at Sparrow Hospital: the pediatric emergency room, the child life playroom. This is where kids are in the hospital. They can leave their room and go to this area, and they paint up what we make.
Oh, okay.
And then there's also a pediatric subspecialty clinic. They get the toys. So between the three departments, they probably get 20% of what we make. And prior to this year, we've made more than 9,000 toys a year.
That's incredible for the number.
It is. Last year in 2012, it was over 10,000 toys. This year, we had hoped to make, we had requests for 9,300 toys, but we had a fire July 30th. So essentially, we've been shut down since then, but we did get out 6,000 toys, even though we had the fire. And
Are you looking for a new space then?
Oh, or? Okay. We just moved in to a new location. We just finished this up, you might say, this week. We had to empty the boxes, you know, and get organized for the placement of the machinery and all that kind of thing.
Is there a story that comes to mind that exemplifies why you do this work? How often do you see the kids actually playing with the toys?
Probably the only time where I was directly involved with kids getting toys was at the VFW National Home down at Eaton Rapids, and I've been there a number of times. They get probably 100 toys a year, but this last year, this gal, her name is Joanne Murphy down there, picked up her toys. I said, "Is there anything else you need?" And she said, "Well, we'd like some stick horses. It's a horse head with a handle." And so I said, "Well, how many would you like?" And she said, "Well, I'll take 14. I said, "What color do you want?" I said, "I want every color." So we made that. We went down there, and the kids just came up from their morning nap. And it was amazing for me, for the kids to grab the boy colors and the girls grab the girl colors. I couldn't believe it. This is little toddlers, really, maybe 2 to 3 years old. And that's the only time I've seen kids actually get our toys.
Still sounds pretty gratifying, though.
Yeah.
You right there.
Right.
There are so many more electronic toys these days, though. It pops into my head. Are the kids that enjoy the wooden toys, they tend to be younger, I imagine, in part because of all of the electronic toys that are out there now.
Essentially what we make is for 8 years and under.
Yeah.
So.
Where does your funding come from?
We operate strictly on donations.
Okay.
The community is real good to us. Jackson National Life has been very generous. The Granger Foundation is generous. The Rotary Club of Lansing has been very generous. And we get a lot of donations, probably in the $25 to $50 range from individuals.
Have you been in greater need of donations since the fire because of finding a new location? Or?
Yeah, we took in quite a bit after the fire. I think it was close to $10,000 that came in just from the general public.
Okay. Now, do you enlist other volunteers, or do you strictly work with people who actually make toys? Are there other volunteers involved in your organization who are not involved in actually making toys?
Well, there's a lady, I don't know her name right off the bat, but she makes quilts for the cradles and beds we make. And what she's done, she's taken the bed quilts right to the Salvation Army Distribution Center, and she fastens the quilt to the beds and cradles.
How long does it take you mentioned you make thousands of toys every year? That is...
Well, we were supposed to make almost 9,000 or more than 9,000 this year. We serve probably 25 agencies, and they'll tell us here in early January what they want. And then we batch the jobs for everybody because we can't jump back and forth. For example, we make cradles, then it might be a step stool, then it might be all sorts of things.
Well, we want to thank you for joining us today. The R.J. Scheffel toy product, boy, decades after the passing of R.J. Scheffel, still alive and well and making wooden toys for kids all over the Lansing area. Larry Koster is the operations manager for the R.J. Scheffel Memorial Toy Project. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Good luck. We could always use more nominations, and we know there are people and organizations out there doing excellent work, and we just need to know about them. So let us know. Please help us out. Send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.